I look like a foot today. I think it's because my hair is not giving volume because I didn't.
He looks like a foot today.
It is Monday at, what time is it? Half five. Paul is just home. And now we got to record the podcast.
Yeah.
Full day's work done. I have not had a second. Anyway, what are we talking about on the pod today?
Lots of things. Mm-hmm. Lots of nice things. I haven't really looked at the
notes. So tune in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, this will be out later than when this is going up.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a surprise. But actually, you'll know before we do.
Anyway, we're going to go record. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Are we ready?
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
You can slam the door.
Can I just say? The roads.
What would you like to say? They're a disgrace, are they, Paul?
God.
Are they a disgrace?
I'd swear. There was like a full chunk taken out of the road. And do you know when you hear the car and you're like, oh, fuck, that didn't sound good. And I wasn't even speeding. I was actually turning a corner.
Were you going over a ramp? Because you know you like to do them at high speed.
I wasn't being in my Mario Kart. I wasn't. I was literally turning a corner and I slowed down because a cyclist was going to nearly drive forward.
The way you drive a car gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I'm a little boy racer, everyone, even though you don't think that.
Yeah, he is, and it's very stressful. He takes corners like with,
one-handed. Yeah. Do you know, I do the washing of the wind.
It's so gross. It gives me such an ick as well.
But at least...
It gives me such an ick.
At least I have vision when I drive.
Yeah, I can't see. That's fine. I don't drive anymore, though. So.
Mark, well, there's the odd occasion, Mark is like,
princess.
I'll drive. You have a drink tonight.
I'm having my glasses. I have my glasses on
and
today.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, I forgot. Mark can't drive in the dark.
No. So I have a particular problem with the darkness.
You do have a particular problem.
The darkness is the main issue that we have. Oh my God, I forgot to put something in the notes, but I have something so good.
Oh.
And I am very excited to put it in.
Well, then I think we should start this podcast.
Let's do it. So we are back. Yes, the Glow Home. We are back in our home.
We're back in our home.
Because we did the last one. I wonder if people notice the difference in the quality.
I listened to every episode, so I didn't really notice it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
I thought it was good.
Considering we paid quite a substantial amount of money for this setup.
I know. And then turns around, you can do it on mini mics and an iPad. Or a tablet. But that's because my tablet's amazing.
I'm very tired.
Oh, when are you not tired?
I'm very tired.
Sorry, you had some very amazing news that you were going to tell me.
Oh, it's not amazing news, just something I thought of. That I think is really funny.
Oh, okay.
I found a show that I'm obsessed with. I sent it to my girls. Like, my girls are not girls. It's two girls and a gay. But I sent it to them. I found something on TikTok that I was like, yes, my algorithm has done its job.
Okay.
And I've been served something that is perfect for me and my girls.
What is it?
It is a show that is touring the UK.
Okay.
And it is called... Boy Bands in the Buff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So
your algorithm is working.
It is, isn't it? Right. So basically, it's all 90s boy band, 90s and early 2000s boy band songs sung by boys. But it's like a magic mic show. They strip while they sing them.
Oh, and do they get naky-naky?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in my research.
Like, however, penis puppets.
Do you want to know who the star of the show is?
Who is? Don't say Adam Rickett.
Have a guess. It's not Adam Rickett.
Like on a...
Good first guess though.
Give me like a...
No. You just got a guess.
Duncan
who
from
is
Blue.
The star? No, but also very good guess.
Okay.
You're in the right world.
Okay. Garrett Gates.
Garrett Gates. The star of the show. And he's looking well. His body looks great.
Body like wow.
But yeah, it's touring now. They've just put 4 dates out in the UK.
Why don't you go to the UK? I love you'd like a little Glasgow.
Now, what's quite weird is I put it into the group and then Rebecca messaged me back on it separately because I actually sent it to her first. The other two in the group have not responded.
They're very busy.
I think they're
working full time. They have a
higher level taste level than me. Now I have to say,
no, they wouldn't.
I've listened to some of the vocals, and their vocals aren't great. But I mean, you can't be hot and have great vocals and dance and be part of a boy band. You can't have it all.
What are the venues? That'll tell us a lot. Do you remember the venues that they're going to?
Oh, they're so random.
Are they?
So random.
Thing you know, it's either going to be...
No, it's not a big show.
Okay, it's not a big show.
It's not a big production. Well, like, it's just like some scaffolding.
I'm like, that's all I need. That they're bumping and grinding. Grind on that scaffold.
They're also men of a certain age, I presume, as in like they're not young children because they have...
Oh, they're men.
Because they have... They obviously kneel on the ground at one point being sexy.
Yeah.
But they've a padded, like a little pad on them to kneel down on.
You can only kneel on this pad.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that was my algorithm doing its best for me this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
When is it coming?
I don't know, husband. I don't know the details. I just found it and thought it was hilarious. No one really responded to my, so I stopped my investigation.
We have a few shows coming. We're going to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh yeah. We bailed on Shirley Valentine.
I know. I didn't even ask Louise how it was. How was it, Louise? Tell me.
No, we were very tired. We just came back from holidays.
It was a rookie move. We came back from holidays and we got home at like 5:30 and we were meant to be leaving by like 6:30 and it
was not going to happen.
No, we were dead.
But I was willing to go.
You were 100% willing to go. You were.
I would have went.
And we have Legally Blonde. Remember I bought you Legally Blonde?
Sorry, I'm coughing. Join the parade because it's Legally Blonde.
Yeah. And we have Robin. And we have Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, I'm excited. Is Amber going to be in it?
I don't know.
Amber Riley. You know, I've been following the lore.
Is Amber Riley in it?
Yes. And her understudy is Heather Hannah Lowther, who I follow on TikTok. I've been following that. Okay. And this whole controversy because basically people are saying that like Amber's a bitch. And it's like...
It's Amber who was in Glee, yeah?
No, husband.
Oh, sorry.
No, she was on Strictly Come Dancing in the UK.
Okay, no.
She's like a West End Wendy.
Okay, I didn't know who that was. Sorry. I was like, Amber. Maybe that was her name in Glee, was it? Amber. Anyway, we mentioned it there. We came home from our holidays. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Yeah, it was great.
You were very sick.
I was sick.
You're still sick.
I'm still sick.
Did you take the antibiotic I told you to take?
No. I did not. But will you leave me? Stop plaguing me because I am not shy of an antibiotic. Like I will take an antibiotic if it's like, if I need to feel better. I'm just conscious that I've taken so many antibiotics over this last year, more than I've ever taken because of this stomach situation, that I don't want to take the antibiotic unless I have to. And that is my old man rant today.
No.
Thank you.
Would you go back to Alvor?
I would not.
What really surprised me, right, is anyone I said...
Now, people could have holidays booked in Alvor.
I know, but anyone who said we're going to Alvor, they were like, oh yeah, that's lovely. And like, I said it in the gym there the other day and I was like, oh, we went to Alvor. And she was like, oh yeah, it's lovely. I was like, did you stay near Alvor? And she said, no, just a little bit outside it. And I was like, well then, it's not Alvor.
I mean, I think it's fine. I just don't think it's like... I was expecting like, now, comparison is a thief of joy as well. Can I also just say?
Yeah.
We very recently have just been in Cavero.
I can't say it, but yes, Cavero.
Cavero. Anyway, we were there.
Potato.
It is like ideal. It is exactly what we love.
It is.
So like coming from that, I think our expectations were too high on
Alvor. I didn't think.
Then we had a lovely time with the family and all was gorgeous.
I wasn't expecting the main street to be as built up as that, if that makes sense. It was like a little mini strip.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that when I hear of Portugal, apart from Albufeira. Do you know what I mean? Or Faro. I just didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But we are back to Cavero. I changed the hotel. I have a real thing about a hotel. I love the room. And actually I was talking to a girl today in work about like we were going through, she had stayed in the Shelburne, not the Shelburne, the Powers Court. And she was like, I had such a lovely time. It was so beautiful. And I was like, oh, I don't really enjoy the room. Like, it's not really my style of hotel. I think the service is great, but I just wasn't over enamored with the room. And like, she loved it because she was like, I love to be taken back in time and feel the luxury.
I don't like wheel in heaters in your room.
Yeah, because the wheel in heaters in the room is not the one. But I was trying to think of like, what's a good hotel room that we've been in Dublin? And like, I was kind of saying that like my favorite types of hotel, now I'm sure we've been in others, but like the Hyatt and the Liberties, that room setup is lovely. It's very modern. Mm-hmm. The Chancery Hotel was very modern.
I remember the room Dean in the Chancery.
Was very modern. Like the I Dean love that kind modern. Of modern.
I love the Dean hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Do you like it? But do you like, Leinster. Do you know what I love? Oh, have you not seen that? No. It's beautiful. I love the hotel rooms. Remember, we stayed in the Mason, which is now the Dean Docklands.
I loved that room.
Because it was like old world, but modern. It's like a new take on the old world.
And they had a
world.
Huge bath in the room, didn't they?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah.
That was where I found out about Relove My Space.
Yeah.
Remember I was sitting on the bed thinking it was a fake email.
Yes, it is. How exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting.
The hotel has good memory. Yeah, I was finding it hard. And then for some reason, to contradict all of that, I still love Brook Lodge, even though it's a bit farty.
Yeah, the rooms aren't very modern, but there's like that whole thing of like being down at the fire.
Yeah.
Doing
it's like being in your living room.
Yeah.
Type vibe. And then I love, we still have never done that old man pub. We should actually do that.
Yeah, we haven't.
And I love.
Do we still have edges for Brook Lodge or no?
I think we were meant to bring your mum and dad and my mum to there. Yeah. There was a Christmas present there.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. We should just book a night because we can bring Penny and all with us, which is nice.
Yeah, it is lovely. Yeah. Getting to bring the Penster.
Yeah. Yeah. Defo. Sorry, we got really sidetracked there.
I don't even know how we got there.
Wellfest.
I was at Wellfest.
Yeah.
With the queens that don't quit.
Were there queens that don't quit?
There were so many queens that don't quit.
Was there any quitters?
Such a long weekend. I think it's why I'm so tired. Because it's like 9:30 to 5. I was hosting Queens
Quit
intense,
stage. Isn't it?
It's a lot.
I didn't know she had her own stage.
I was just hosting, right? So I'm not even doing the workouts.
So are you just coming on, introducing people and off they go?
Like, how the girls like kept that energy for 2 days, I will never know.
Look, we used to do it. We used to go and teach classes at the weekend.
I know, but
we used to do it. We're just not there anymore.
Yeah, but I'm just giving them kudos. Well done.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it was amazing. And yeah, it was lovely. I got to see lots of lovely people. I got to see the lovely Trish.
I know.
Who is dying to come on the pod.
Yeah, we need to get Trish on.
What else? We also see, I saw lots of lovely people.
So is it just a full fitness?
Have you never been?
No, I've never been. It's just a full fitness kind of thing.
Like, there's like different classes and stuff happening all over the place. Different tents or different things are happening. Different talks.
Yeah.
There's like a few little stands where like they have like fitness. Yeah,
I think
Aya
was there as well.
Aya was there. I stole an Aya one of the days because it was a bit dehydrated. The sun was out, but it was a bit cold.
It was the chilly.
It was a bit chilly on the willy. Yeah.
Chilly on the willy. See, we're going to talk about this in the bonus episode, Ireland in the summer.
Ireland in the summer, it's different. But are we officially in summer yet?
Look,
we're spring,
it's sunny
are we not?
Out.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. I think it's June 1st is officially.
Oh, is that it?
I could be really wrong.
June, July, August. Yes, that is summer.
Is it?
I don't know.
September, October, November.
It doesn't really apply to us and we don't get proper seasons. We just get rain all the time.
And we get 50 seasons in a day anyway.
Yeah, it rained this morning and was so gross. I went for a run this morning. I did my 10K.
And I did the gym.
You did. You're
I'm
very
sorry
good.
I didn't
did
give
you not think I was very
this
cute
morning?
This morning?
You were very, Mark. So it was my fault. I left the house
you
thinking.
You do it all the time.
Not all the time. It's very rare that I'm up and out before you.
Yeah. So that's calm like down. Your only time you have to do it.
So I thought that Mark, because he was working from home today, I was like, I thought he would be still in bed when I got back. No, Mark got up and he was like, you didn't give me a kiss. And then
we have a rule, like when you're leaving in the morning, you have to give a little kiss before you go. Come on.
And I was like, oh no, because he said, I'm going out for my run. And I knew I had like 20 minutes to get ready and out the door. And he was like, I'll run to you and give you a kiss. It was very romantic.
So I ran to him and gave him a kiss on the street.
Yeah, it was very romantic. And I was like, I have to say,
see ya, have a great day.
We probably make people sick, but sure. Look,
yeah, there you go.
Still in love.
That was just our
we
romance.
We don't hate each other. And do you know why? Because we've no kids.
No kids. No kids.
So Wellfest was good. Would you pay to go? Is it expensive?
I would pay to go. I mean, like, I would love to attend it as an attendee. I used to attend years ago.
Okay.
And be able to like do the workouts and like go around and get some food. Like I went with Amy 1 year.
Yeah.
And we absolutely like killed ourselves in a million workouts.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I like working out, but in a smaller contained.
There's a lot of like high intensity. They had people doing the trika and stuff there.
I think it was FlyFit were doing a trika, a mock trika.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's really rotting me at the minute.
What?
These bloody posters that they
Are you not going to give any segue? You're just literally going from You're just literally going from that straight into also I'm really annoyed with the posters. This gives you indication as to how I have to live with Paul every day, because his mind is racing on a million things, which is great, and he gets so much done. Very productive human being. We love that about him. But like literally you'll be talking about one thing and you'll switch to the next with no transition.
I know.
And I don't know what we're talking about anymore. What we're talking about.
I also someone else must do this. I have a conversation
in your head
with Mark in my head. So I'm playing both parts. I'm playing Paul and Mark. So I answer myself back.
This is how you always get the answer you want.
I turn around.
I'm not involved in
the
conversation.
I turn around and then I'm like, no, I told you that. And I'm like, no, actually, absolutely, Paul, you probably just had this conversation in your head. Sorry about that segue. So
you're annoyed with what posters?
All these election posters.
Oh, why are you annoyed with them?
They're just not glam. Like, if we're going to campaign, we need to campaign a glam campaign.
Do we feel like they're effective?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know.
How do you want to receive that information? You don't.
I don't. I feel we need to think of something that's less...
I think I think there should be one booklet, because I'm sick of all the shit comes through, like, that everyone has to contribute to. It's like locally like distributed, and it has everyone a little bio about them and then like what they stand for.
And I also short feel form. Like I like if you're having to tell me on 15 flyers all the great things you've done, your communications team haven't done a good job. Do you know what I mean?
There's
like,
a lot to discuss.
If you don't have... Yeah, but like you should know that, you know, Mark Rogers, he does beauty. But we know that because we follow and we watch what you're doing all the time. Now, if you ask
I don't
me
know
about
where
some
you're going
people,
here with this.
Look, one thing that really amused me was, is his name Jerry Hutch? Gary Hutch? Jerry something? I don't know if he's a great man. But anyway, the... poster is a full-on...
You can
tell
we're going to really go into politics.
Yeah, you can tell.
As our speciality.
The poster is a full AI post-generated poster. So they've used AI to generate him an image, because you can see in the background, do you know those, the memes or the pictures that are going around of like, my mom did one of This Is Susan and she has like her song book and something else in the background. Yeah. So there's a few books there in the background and some things written. And I'm like... this is an AI. So very funny. But like, I'm looking at them all and they all look the same. I'm like, give us a little bit of a drag makeup. Like, go on, show us the ooh-ah sensation. Stand out. Don't be so boring.
Okay. Anything on their political views or anything?
And then take them down. No, there's nothing on political.
Well, there
just
is
their...
a rule, you know, they only have a certain once.
Yeah, but they don't. Done.
No, they get fined if they don't. They
well,
do.
Well, the
you'll
finers
see how quickly
need to
it happens.
Be, there's some of them that last. There's always stragglers.
Will they get fined?
Well, I hope
it's quite a serious thing, because my mother,
of course, Angela, friend of the pod,
practically mayor of the pod. Dublin 15, will make sure they are reported in the Dublin 15 area if they're not taken down.
She will,
and they will be fined.
She will.
I'm trying to work out what's going on here.
As you can see, the notes were just my random thoughts.
Yeah, I don't understand where we are here. What could you want to explain this next one you have here? Is there any connection to?
There's absolutely zero connection. It was actually part of the holidays.
You're going to have to guide me through here.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you should do some notes then
too. How dare you?
Marx has done some notes and they all make sense. Anyway, so we were in a restaurant and you had gone to the bathroom And I just loved this dad's approach. Irish, of course, he was Irish. He was watching the match and he had, I would say she was four, five, six, in around that age bracket. And she was having a little meltdown. Like she was having a little meltdown. Something wasn't working on the phone that was meant to be working on the phone. And he was like, hey, you just need to calm down for a second and listen to me. Be calm and explain what you need. And I just thought in that moment, that was so lovely. She was having a meltdown and he just didn't get, he didn't react in like a high pitched or an aggressive, and it met her where she was at. Just told her to chill. Now, that is not going to work for every parent, but I just thought it was a really nice, in 2 seconds, she was calm. She explained exactly what she wanted. And then all calm was ensued.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, you just want the tantrums.
Well, I think like, I like honestly, like all good. Like, I mean, we can't really tell people how to parent. We don't plan on doing it. And everyone can do it their own way. There is no wrong way. But what I will say is, I think we are just being so overcautious about not being negative to kids at all anymore. That I think there's like a point where you need to just go, will you shut up?
I know.
Just shut up and be respectful.
But I thought this was nice because it de-escalated just as quick as giving someone a slap. Do you know what I mean?
I get it. I don't think we
Woman. The woman in the lift.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So we were in the lift going down for dinner one of the nights and there was a family in the lift with us. And one of the kids was carrying an iPad and the child dropped it on the mother's foot.
By mistake.
Yeah, like, it was by mistake, but it was in one of those, you know, kid-friendly holder things. So it did give, I think, a pretty good, like, like there was a bang. And the mom, like, when I say, like, cries out like this wail of a thing.
Real dramatic. Oh my God.
Yeah, like literally. And then when they were standing behind us, we just hear this absolute clatter. She smacks the child. Like, it's terrible. We shouldn't be laughing. But what I say, like, it was terrible because it wasn't the child's fault. It was an accident. But she was so very quickly. Not happy at all.
And then she was like, my foot. She was looking for attention. Then it was very sorry. It was very funny. Sorry, yeah. We segued quite a bit there.
So there is something that is happening at the moment in our lives, Paul.
There is
that we are going to share.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about it.
I mean, I think friends of the pod need
marketing.
To know.
Marketing has won in this.
No, it's not. Marketing has won. Basically, we
algorithm has won.
Are an all or nothing type of people, right? Yeah. We are like all in or we are all out. And also, we ain't got time. We need to do something, we need to do it quickly, right?
So we're not recommending that anyone does this.
Don't do this, right? Do not do this, right? But we're on a bit of an extreme diet situation, right? Like, I mean, Weight Watchers looks good compared to this. I mean, Weight Watchers is pretty good. I think it's pretty balanced. I don't know. I don't have any thoughts on it.
It's day one and we're going well.
It's day one.
I feel skinny.
We are being very extreme in our approach. We've literally had dust for the day. And I feel like, listen, 1 week just to set myself right after the holidays and the breaks and all.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll do 2 weeks at this and then we'll take a little break. And also, we're probably not going to do it on the weekends. Monday to Friday situation. No.
Yeah, we're being...
But basically, we're doing... Oh my God, my mom is actually going to call me and like give out. But basically, we're doing meal replacement shakes, which is absolutely wild. Now,
but
I would like to
pause for your whole meal, not for your whole meal.
What?
Like, not for your whole dinners.
You get one meal.
So it
is your whole meal. Yeah. It's your breakfast and it's your lunch.
It's your breakfast and your lunch, and
then you have a dinner,
and you have a nice dinner.
It's wild. Now, I have done many of these wild fads. I also did living. What was that thing called?
Oh my God.
Forever Living.
Living. Not Living Proof. Forever Living.
It was the thing where you drank aloe pulp.
Oh my God. What?
You did this for 10 days. So you do like, you drink aloe pulp and bees wax or something. Oh. You had to take bees pollen, something.
Yeah, something.
Tablets. And for the first 2.5 days, you eat nothing.
Nothing. You just drink water
and aloe.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can actually smell the taste of it now. It's like pulpy aloe. It's so gross. Oof. And then
wonder if that's still going.
I think it is.
Wow.
Because I tried to twice. I did it once very successfully, and then I tried to a second time, and I got the worst headache ever.
And remember,
we were like three days in,
we were like, nah, fuck this, we're getting Domino's.
Yeah, I think day three, you get to actually have a solid meal. It's absolutely wild. I'm taking it as like a little detox. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's good. And I'm doing, so like, you normally do these with water. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do milk instead.
And I
felt like pretty okay today. Now I had to avoid.
It's day one.
I had to avoid the canteen in work today. And then somebody left, you know, when they do meeting lunches, someone left a little tray of sandwiches there. And I was like, I need to get out of here immediately.
Bread, your biggest weakness.
I know.
Listen, we're just trying to, you know.
Now we're also going to the very, very extreme. Like we could probably have a little bit of toast in there, and I'm going to make some like protein balls and stuff like that now tonight.
We're going extreme.
And we're not doing it the weekend.
It's just Monday to Friday. We just need a quick win.
Yeah,
because that for me, listen, everyone has their own thing, and I don't judge anyone the way they want to do it. Like, I am all for like all the things, whatever works for you. What I will say is, like, I know that for me to get on board with like a getting back into fitness and getting into
a little reset,
I need a little reset, and I need to like be really extreme for the first 2 weeks to like see a difference
and
then motivate myself.
Are so good, like I would. Be a little bender of the rules, because I'm a little bender. But
I don't bend the rules.
No, Mark does not. Like, Mark will eat chicken and rice, and that's all he'll eat. Whereas I'm like, ooh, chicken and rice with a bit of spice.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, nah, can't do that.
So I think if I do 2 weeks just being really good and have some fun on the weekends, and then I will be feeling really good in three weeks. Day one,
we both got out early. We did some workouts.
Yeah.
We did our day, and now we're going to have a nice dinner.
I always say the reason I go so extreme for the first like while is no matter what, you never maintain like super consistently, and you want to get something consistent, but might as well start high and then work down to like a middle ground. If you start middle ground, you'll end low.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You will. Yeah.
That's the way it works in my brain. Anyway, I thought, since we are currently like on an extreme diet situation, which we do not recommend, do not do it, but listen.
Well, you do you. Do whatever you got to do for you.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do. Anyway, I have a very specially themed health and wellness and diet culture glow up or blow up.
Let's do it. We're back. It is glow up or blow up, and it's time for a healthy option edition.
Yeah. So I just wanted to like go through all the things that like we are being given now by way of like health, wellness, and diet culture.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yes. So number one for me on the list for glow up or blow up is protein everything.
I feel it's a fad.
It's a complete fad, right? And I think the nutrition people will all say, blow it up. Like, people are just using the word protein to like market things.
Yeah.
It's correct. Like, Khloe Kardashian brought out popcorn.
What's that called?
Protein popcorn. Cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think the percentage of like...
the difference of that versus
a protein
normal.
Is nothing. Like, there's no difference. But like, it's just marketing. But that said, it makes me as a consumer feel good about it. So I love it.
Yeah, like I won't lie. I had a protein pizza there on the weekend. And I was like, I'm eating protein.
Yeah.
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, but actually...
And I was like, in fairness, if I just made my own pizza with my own sauce and loaded loads of chicken onto it, it would probably be equally as good.
Fucking Nigella, if I just made my own pizzas, my own sauces. Mm. But I'm actually glowing up the protein marketing because I'm
Are
like,
you?
Makes yeah, it makes me feel good.
Okay.
And also it's probably because I'm not very good at like getting my protein in. So even if it is like 20 grams protein, but there's loads of other shite in there, at least I'm still getting the 20 grams protein. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I blow it up.
How rude of you.
Yeah.
I thought you would agree with me. Okay, next up is walking pads or standing desks.
So I am intrigued by this, right? I'm going to glow it up because I'm like, whatever you got to do for your fitness, you do you. I don't know if I would, like, I have never tried it, but I don't know how I would be walking and working.
So I think there's some people, like, I think for an internal meeting, I could do it. Like with my girls. Okay. But I couldn't do it with like an external client and be like me just pounding the pavements in the office. Now, I do think a lot of people, the walking pad thing became a big craze. You can get them but you can get them on TikTok now. Yeah. And people get walking pads and people use walking pads now, like the gorgeous Kate from our office. She'll put on her stories, her programs, and just be on the walking pad watching her stories.
Oh, that's kind of glam, isn't it?
Yeah. So she doesn't have to go out and get her steps. She can do it from the house.
Do you know, I was chatting.
Don't hate that.
I was chatting with a girl, the same girl in work today, and shout out to Terry. And she said, we were talking about diet culture and fads and stuff like that. And she was talking about Slimming World. And she said she will never forget there was one lady in Slimming World. And because Slimming World had mad rules, this lady wasn't.
Is that becoming, the one with sins?
Yeah.
Okay.
This lady, but like rice and pasta.
Also in a Catholic country, surely, like that's, yeah, that was playing.
We have the S-Y-N. It was S-Y-N, not S-I-N. But one of the ladies was really into the sin-free foods. So the pastas and the rices, don't ask me how they're sin-free, but they're free. And the coach was saying, oh, like maybe we should incorporate some exercise, you know, a little bit of walking. And she just said to me, do you know what? I have never seen the point of walking. Why would you go out and arrive at the same destination you started with?
It's
a very good point.
It is a very good point.
Yes.
Why would you?
Why would you?
I got steps today on
she got me. Today. She got me. She trumped me there.
I like it.
I would be interested in a walking pad, but like, is it just going to live under our couch and never move? Mm. Or like, will we actually use it?
No, I won't use it because I like to get out and walk. Like I love my walk to work in the morning.
Like I could see me using it for a day.
For a fucking day and then you'd be done with it.
I wouldn't do it.
But I like the walking pads thing. I think the standing desking as well. My friend Rebecca used to work in an office, right? And they were a sales, like a call center for sales. Right? Yeah. So I can't remember what they used to sell. No. They used to sell something.
Software, was it not?
No.
I can't remember.
What
she's
was
screaming at the radio now.
Anyway, they used to sell something. It's actually where she met her partner. They used to have like what they'd call a power hour, and they'd put all their standing desks up and put rave music on and make them like do a power hour of calls. Good. To me, that's a little bit American culty situation.
We don't do power hours. You just see people standing at desks. We have them in work.
Yeah, I don't mind the standing desk, but like the like power hour of like put the rave music on, bit much for me. Bit much for me. And also, like, Rebecca, why didn't you like have Britney Spears on? That's what our power hour is. What about matcha? Matcha being the thing of wellness. Like, literally, I think if you have matcha, you are now synonymous with wellness, well-being, meditation, and the Mercury moon rising.
Bore off. Anything that is hot and green should not exist.
It can be cold and green too.
It can be cold. It can be hot. If anything that's green, rough.
I think matcha is gross.
I've smelt it.
You never tasted it?
No. I can tell I won't like it.
Yeah.
See, I don't like milky drinks. It looks very milky to me.
Yeah, I get you.
I drink a black coffee. That is it. I won't get a frappuccino, mocha latte, yata, yaya. Ooh. I love...
I have a go-go juice. Have I ever spoken about my go-go juice?
I don't know, but we'll bring that up in the summer.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel it's very summer, but you do it all year.
I actually drink it all year round, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring that up in the summer.
Okay, so definitely think matcha is a blow up for me. Not for me.
Fart in a glass.
What about people who are obsessed with their 10K steps?
So
How many steps have you done today?
9,000.
That's pretty good considering you're in the office now.
374. Yeah, I had done like 6,000 by the gym. This morning's class was, Mark is showing 16,789,000.
I did run a 10K this morning.
Because I'm getting now, obviously, because we've looked, the algorithm is working. I'm seeing people of saying like 10,000 steps is just a thing. Get 8,000 steps and just be consistent with getting 8,000 steps a day. Just get out and get a certain amount of steps a day.
It's good to have a measure though, to be like, how much movement did I do? Yeah, I do like that.
I think everyone feels they have to strive to 10,000 and they shouldn't. I think to your point, get a number of steps and agree yourself what is your happy thing that you're always like, if I'm in a day in work where I haven't moved that much. Like today I was facilitating a bit and I was up and down and in and out and I was in one or two meetings. But if I'm at the desk all day, I'm never going to get 10,000 steps unless I go up and do an hour's walk after.
You're dead right, Polly.
Do you know? So I just think stepwatch, but stepwatch to your beat of your own drum.
I'm glowing it up
yeah, glow
because
it up.
I kind of just like having like a little measure to be like, oh, okay, I had a good day today.
Yeah.
What's weird is because I am such a weird overachiever, my basic is like 20K steps. So I feel like an underachiever because I've done 17,000
steps. But you walk into work and you also walk out from work and like you might do different. A run. So there's a lot of steps in there.
Next one I want to bring up is the GLP-1s, Ozempic, Mounjaro, all of the things.
I think glow it up.
Yeah.
I think do whatever you feel is best for you. The only caveat I'll put there is just make sure that you're working out and you're doing weight training with it. Whatever
creatine,
your weight training
and
is.
Protein, right?
Yeah. Creatine, weight training and protein. Yeah. Because essentially it targets muscle mass, not fat mass.
Because Paul is so basically a doctor.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because, well, we...
I know, Paul.
We distribute. Yeah.
You distribute the drug.
Yeah.
An Ozempic dealer.
Yeah, I'm an Ozempic dealer. Into pharmacies and stuff like that. But like, because we would have to do a certain amount of learning for the teams in store and making sure that they know to give the right advice. But yeah, you just need to make sure that you're doing weight training and not cardio. Cardio is good, but it has to be weight training because that's supporting the muscle that Ozempic is stopping.
Well, I just have to say, I think it is a miracle drug. Absolute miracle drug.
I've seen some of my pals, they look incredible.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, and some people have done it just for a reset. And then they go, but also... For some other people,
I don't know
that
if that's
we
how
know,
you're supposed to use it though.
No, but they've stopped after a while of on it. But for some people that we know, it also has stopped that talking of food in people's heads that
that's
some people have, which is great. Yeah. So I think if it works for you, go for it.
I say absolutely glow it up. I mean, honestly, I think it's just so amazing how like people who have struggled with like their weight for a really long time and it has maybe affected their mental health, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I think it is such an amazing tool for them to get them to where they want to be, and I just think it's transformative. I'm so excited to see like the results of it. I think it's brilliant. I do think it's like so funny, like, you know, obviously we are going to be so skinny after this diet.
We'll turn to the side and we'll disappear.
And obviously the thing I'm most excited about is GLP-1 allegations. Bring it on. I would love an allegation. Yeah. I'd be delighted.
Yeah, allegation. Who's she?
But also it doesn't matter what way you do it as long as it works for you. Does not matter.
Can I ask a question? Cold plunges. How do you feel about them?
Fucking blow them up.
Yeah.
Like, so stupid. I know it's great for your nervous system.
But I don't know if I do one every single day.
I just think it's stupid. Mm. But that said, like, see, I need to see a visible difference from something that I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Whereas, like, this is supposed to be really good for your vagus nerve.
It's your
nervous system. It's your nervous system.
Oh, okay.
It's your vagus nerve, isn't it? Yeah.
Hmm.
But basically, it's supposed to reset your nervous system, which... I could probably do it, but I just will not. I am so, as we've discussed before, I'm very sensitive to a draft.
Very sensitive to a draft.
To the cold. I just could not do that to myself. Plus, I just can't put my willy in cold water like that. I'm just afraid it'll happen.
It's gone.
That's a trauma.
Yeah, that is.
It's a trauma. Yeah. I just don't believe that is a real thing. Mm. I just don't.
I'm interested to give it a go, but I don't think I would buy one.
Nah, no.
The thoughts of absolutely. It, like, I think I just have to get dunked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one other one. We do one other one?
Do two more.
Okay. Overnight oats.
See, you don't like them. I really enjoy when I made those overnight oats.
They were the grossest, sludgiest. Yeah. They're like fucking eating slime. They're gross.
I had them like 3 or 4 days snots. In a row. They're not.
It's awful. Yeah, it's the grossest texture. They're just absolutely.
So you're really like, you don't like mushroom texture or anything like that. Ew. Like, you're real weird with texture. Like, I thought it was delicious.
Oh, it was so horrible. I was gagging eating them. Yeah, it was awful. Weren't. Yeah, not for me.
I'm glowing them up. I love them.
But I also just think like overnight oats do not a wellness and healthy lifestyle make.
Well, it's protein. You're getting all your protein in there with protein powder and
oats,
yogurt, Greek yogurt.
Gross, 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 yeah. Gross.
Now, and I'm not adding in like a Kinder Bueno and a thing. I'm having like, oh yeah,
I think you should do that as last one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the last one that we have is sauna culture.
How do you feel about sauna culture, Paul?
I love a sauna in a spa. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it should stay.
Okay. Interesting. So in the gay world, sauna culture means a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Because gay saunas are a thing where people... Gay men go and pretend they're having a sauna, but they're having a little...
They peruse.
Sneaky, sneaky little moment.
Yeah, they're having a sneaky
and
moment.
And I think because of that, when I see all these straight lads being like, yeah, go and do in the sauna after me workout, I'm like, little do you know, the gays all just use them for the ride.
For the riding. They'd be riding in it.
Big, do you know what I mean? Riding. I'm like,
I love a like. See, for me, I couldn't go to a sauna. Like, do you know all these? They've saunas everywhere at the minute. Like, I couldn't. I have sauna as part of my spa ritual.
Okay,
that's where it lives.
So I can't. There's definitely something wrong with me. I'm sensitive to the cold, but I'm also very sensitive like to the heat.
Mark does not like. Any
I feel it
sort
burns
of,
the inside of my nostrils and stuff when I breathe.
It does. It does. It like it. It is oh, okay. hot. It
it's
does.
To do that,
it does. To, yeah, because it's to. Heat, it's to dilate all your, isn't that right? Heat dilates, cold restricts. Yeah. So it's to dilate everything so that there's blood flow and oxygen
well,
going around.
All I know is blow them up, them and the cold pull plunge places. I just want to be at room temperature at all times.
I absolutely love a sauna in a spa and that's where it should stay.
Well, that's it for Glow Up or Blow Up this week. And it's needless to say, that hopefully next week you'll still be able to hear us because we're so skinny.
Oh, we're so skinny, we might disappear.
But, yeah, that is basically where we're at. That is Glow Up or Blow Up this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And welcome back to the last section of the podcast. Paul was just really rude there in between the two sections.
It's what you're watching and what you're wearing.
I don't think the jingle's going to take off, Paul.
No, we need a jingle. Someone make us a jingle.
Oh my God, I forgot we were watching this.
I know.
We haven't really watched enough of it.
I know. Okay, so the first thing that's on is Your Friends and Neighbors with John Handsome. Ham.
Do you find him handsome?
I think he's very handsome as a man.
As a man?
As a man.
And do you now find him handsome as a woman?
As a man, he's very handsome.
He is. He's a rugged man.
He's a rugged man.
Yeah, I like him.
And he's kind of a bit of a bad boy in this.
But I don't know if he's a bad boy. He's kind of just like
he's fallen into it. So essentially, it is about, he's like a big stockbroker in, I'm going to say, New York or somewhere. And this all happens in episode one, so you're not ruining anything. His wife cheats on him with his best friend. He gets fired from his job. He loses everything. And then he somehow happens into one of his rich neighbor's houses and robs a wad of cash. And he's like, they didn't even miss it. Will they miss this? This will get me through for the next little while. And it goes from there.
Can I just tell you? You are so talented, right, at like doing gardens and doing so many projects. What you really struggle with is a synopsis of something.
Was that not a short? I thought that was a very good synopsis.
No, it was fine. I just don't think you really got to the point or gave the real highlights. I actually kind of just did a reading of what you remember from the episode.
That is what happened.
Okay. Well, I do my version
you
of what
do
my
your
synopsis
version.
Would
okay,
be.
Let's see.
Okay. So Friends and Neighbors is a show about a man who has lots of money.
Yeah.
Like he is a big stockbroker and he falls on hard times. And it's how he actually uses his wealthy friends around him to solve his problem.
And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, my husband owns a PR business.
Like, it's kind of, do you know what I mean?
I went very matter of fact. This is exactly what happened.
Yeah. No, that's like, okay. I think I find it really interesting.
In communication style.
I agree. I just.
I am in the detail and you are red.
Okay, fair.
If anyone has done their insights profile, he is red. He is straight to the point.
Getting shit done.
Getting shit done.
Anyway, we really like it, but Paul thinks the episodes are too long and his concentration can't hold.
So, like, it's the guts of an hour. So I was like, oh, this is very...
Too much of a commitment for Paul.
I'm really struggling here.
I've gotten through one episode.
I got through one episode. So I think we should watch one episode tonight.
Okay, perfect. We're also watching Hacks.
Oh, I'm so glad it's back. So but Mark is annoying me. Because he keeps wanting to watch every single episode. And because the episodes are like 28 minutes, you can binge it. So I was trying to hold off on this as long as we could. Because it's the type of show that, like, you, if you've never heard of Hacks, you could watch it the whole weekend and you'd be up to season 5. It is that addictive. And I just don't want to be then on a week's rolling for it.
That makes sense. Impatient?
Because I'm impatient. Yeah. We know. Friends of the pod know. I'm impatient.
Yeah. Anyway, that's fine. We're liking Hacks. It's good. We're glad it's back.
It's so good. Oh my God. It's the life of Joan Collins. It's so
it's
good.
It's not the life of Joan Collins. It's Joan Rivers.
Rivers. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And Rivals is coming back. Which
I know. I've seen it on a bus today.
Jimmy Cooper. Yeah, so Rivals is coming back. Can't wait for that. And the other thing that I think we've kind of, I've happened upon, because I think I said we should watch this, is Big Mistakes. So I'm not going to give you a synopsis of that. I'll let Mark do that.
I don't really know how to do a synopsis. It's kind of just a comedy. It's a funny...
Dark comedy.
It's a dark comedy. It's with your man, Dan Levy, from Schitt's Creek, who plays a very similar character.
Very similar, isn't it?
But he's a priest. And it's about him and his family and how two of them get kind of caught up in a mafia situation.
Yeah.
And they end up working for the mafia. And one's a teacher, one's a pastor.
Yeah. So 28 minutes. Really easy to pick up and watch. We're
very
kind of
your humor. I feel very like
very
really
my humor.
It.
It's like, yeah, very, very good. I think we're halfway through it now.
Yeah. We did watch one other thing, which
we did.
I just...
How'd you feel about it?
So we watched Apex, the movie. I've actually seen the sound, you know, the diddle.
Yeah.
It's
I
like
sent
a,
it to you. Did
yeah,
you see the one?
It's like on, I've seen loads of them.
Yeah.
But basically it's about, it's, what is her name?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, who looks absolutely beautiful in it.
Yeah, she looks
and
incredible.
And basically she gets caught up in this wild thing. She goes to, into a forest to like pay homage to her, like, lover who died on the side of a mountain with her, which the opening credits are actually very intense.
They do extreme sports, like extreme rock climbing.
Yeah. Anyway, she ends up in this forest where loads of people have just been going missing and dying, but she decides to go. And I knew from the second of the first interaction, I knew who the psychopath was. Anyway, someone ends up being a psychopath and he ends up trying to hunt her down.
Yeah.
And he's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, he is terrifying, that man.
The whole thing was... it's Taron Egerton? Egerton?
I don't
Taron
know.
The whole thing just leaves you feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a bit gross.
Like, and it's very hide behind a pillow, but not gruesome. Just very... There's one or two gruesome parts in it, but like very on as my mom would say, knicker gripping.
It was knicker gripping, but like I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. It didn't make me feel good.
Anything you're wearing that's new?
No. I have a list of things I want to do. Basically, I need to go to Sephora in Belfast. Like, I have to go.
I would love to go up to Belfast to do like a BMM haul and see Primark Home. Will we do it together?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a date in.
We'll get a date in the diary. We're very busy. Our weekends are very busy.
I was going to say, oh my God, do we have nothing on this weekend? We do.
We do.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's do that.
Amazing.
If there's anything that anyone would like us to try, let us know.
Or watch.
Yeah.
But not pornography.
Well, I mean, I won't tell you about it, but I'll watch it for you.
Right. That's it for this week before we completely lose our minds. We have a hot take coming up for you where we're going to be talking about the Irish summer.
The Irish
and
summer.
All the things that we do, don't do, what we love, what we don't love.
Yeah.
So join us this Friday for our hot take. But until then, make sure you hit the subscribe button by hitting the bell so you get a notification. You can also subscribe, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can.
And then also leave a comment, which you guys always do so well.
Yeah, thank you for the comments. We always respond. Love the comments. And make sure you're leaving that review. We got two extra reviews after our call out the last time.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for the reviews.
We love you guys.
See you on Friday.
See you Friday. Bye.